Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zavar is here. Jeffrey, as you know, is a longtime, almost 20-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the chief home officer. He's an award-winning journalist. That's a national award he received. I was there when he got it. I saw it happen. he's one of the top wordsmiths on the planet, probably in the galaxy. He's written several books on the topic of being home-based. He is home-based. He was home-based before. It was cool. He makes it look good even today, and he's our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure. Even in the new year as we're moving forward, always a pleasure to be along the ride with Jim.
Happy New Year, Jeff. It's good to have you here.
I think that's the other way to say it. Yeah, Happy New Year.
Yeah, that other thing. Who would have thought that? You know, I'm going to coin that phrase, Happy New Year. All right, so Jeffrey, I was telling the audience, and I've been doing this for a couple of 3 days now, to be sure to take some time this week, next week, as soon as you can, like yesterday, and write down, identify the things that worked last year, and try to improve on and extend those. And also identify the things that didn't work, maybe things that had worked but don't work anymore. Those are the tough ones. And stop doing that. Stop doing the insanity. And the last thing I said, Jeff, maybe you heard me, was it's astonishing how many things that don't really work that well can get themselves hooked into your operation. It's like, I mean, why is it so hard to get rid of something that's stupid? It's amazing, isn't it?
It is, and I got to tell you, in many ways, you know, we will pay, you know, a king's ransom or, you know, just short of for self-help books. We'll invest time in, you know, watching videos or going to seminars, mm-hmm. all for personal growth. But we never try and, well, not never, because many people make, you know, many speakers make tons of money, you know, pitching themselves as business, you know, motivational speakers. But we often don't take that opportunity to look at ourselves as a business person. We might want to improve ourselves as an individual, as a non-professional. But to do that analysis or just a thought or to think of who we are
as an executive,
be better at what we do. As an executive, you know, in our business, and some may not have done what's called a SWOT analysis, where you look at your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, you know, for your business. You know, what this year could hamstring my business? What about me as an executive within the business? Mm-hmm. You know, how can I sort of a new year, new you, what can I do differently? And it's not necessarily just to, you know, to get rid of your failings and to address and spot and identify and remedy your failings, but to pick up on your strengths, because we all have, you know, certain mm-hmm. strengths that are inherent to us that we can improve upon. So let's target those things that are hamstringing us, that are roadblocks or
and by definition, if we're really good at some things, we're probably almost by definition not good at other things. What are those things? Where do we and now we've identified where we need help.
Absolutely, but it starts with looking. It starts with backing up and just saying, being honest.
That's
and
exactly
saying,
right.
You know, we all have our failings. I mean, if I had to sit back and look over, you know, February will be 30 years I've been working from home. You know, as a soloist, I hung my shingle. My first, you know, my second or third job out of college was home base, and I've never looked back. And, you know, but there I often do look back and say, where have I screwed up? Oh, yeah, I remember that time that happened. That wasn't good. And there was that time that I messed up on that project, and that wasn't good. You know, and as they say, you know, it's okay to make mistakes. You know, learn and move on.
Isn't it important? And so a lot of people are nodding their head out there right now. But let's take this one step further, and it's almost like a duh type of step.
Yeah.
Get a big flip chart If you don't have one, go buy one today. And and write those things down in big letters on those flip charts. I mean, act like a corporate America. That's what they do. Write those things down and then tape them on the wall. Because I'll tell you, Jeff, and you know this, if you have it in your head and you know that you've discovered what works and what doesn't work and you're in complete agreement, blah, 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 well, life happens, customers happen, challenges happen, alligators are eating you alive. If you don't have it written down somewhere to come back and see it in a day or two, it will literally go into the ether somewhere.
Right.
Next thing you know, it'll be April, and you're paying a price again for something you should have fixed in January.
Right.
Write it down.
And it will. And that's what I was alluding to. That if you don't write these things down. Whether it's a flip chart, whether it's post-it notes, whether it's whatever you find works for you, what has worked for you all along in noting things that you want to get done for your business in a positive. I got to go to Walmart. I got to go to the depot. I got to buy this. I'm going to take my list. I'm going to write my list down. My son uses an app. I forget which one, but on his phone where it's his to-do. I think it's like Todoist or something like that. It's a to-do app. And he swears by it. We'll be talking to him. Okay, wait one second. I got to put you on the speaker while I write down something in my list. Whatever works for you, so you're on top of it, so you don't forget these little details. You forget what's going to come along because they will come back. But address them. And let me go back to an earlier point. We talk about experts. We talk about motivational speakers. Early in my career, probably 10 years in, I created what is called commonly a mastermind group. Mm-hmm. It's where a group of people, not unlike myself, in our station in life, in our career paths, where we are, got together every month and just talked about what was going on in our lives and our careers.
Confidential conversations.
And we bounced ideas. Yeah, and we would bounce ideas off one another. I'm having this problem. How do you handle it? You're having that problem. Here's how I handle it. You don't need to hire somebody. I mean, coaches are great, but you don't need to hire a coach to get some of this done. If you have someone you can turn to as a mentor.
And somebody to hold you accountable. Group,
hold you accountable, bounce ideas off of, serve as a sounding board. But you need to take that first step. You need to sort of just realize there's blind spots that I may not be seeing. There's things that I need to be doing. There's things that I need to address in my business and in myself, the topic being ourselves, going forward so that I can improve upon who I am and make 2019 better, a better model of 2018.
When we come back, I want to talk about what you can do. We're going to talk about what you can do with your organization that's better than a New Year's resolution, even the ones you keep. 20 after. Right back with Jeffrey Zabar, chiefhomeofficer.com, gotwords.com. Those are his websites. Check them out. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.